We continue our learning. We are in Shavuos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we mentioned the Shavuos Shtaim Shehen Arba and the Yedios HaTumah that are Shtaim Shehen Arba. Although Yedios HaTumah comes second and the topic of the Masechta is about Shavuos, taking oaths, nonetheless, since the halachos of Yedios HaTumah, the awareness or unawareness of someone being Tamei and then walking into the Beis HaMikdash or eating from Karbanos, those halachos are fewer than the ones about Shavuos. And the primary topic of the Masechta is Shavuos, and we have many halachos about that. So we're going to deal with the Yedios HaTumah first, and then the majority of the Masechta is going to deal with the laws of Shavuos. So the Mishnah here says like this, Kol sheyesh bo yediya v'atchila, V'yedia basof, v'helem b'intayim, hareze be'ole v'yored. Under what circumstances does a person bring the korban ole v'yored, which remember depends on a person's financial status, what he's going to bring, sheep, is he going to bring birds, is he going to bring a korban mincha, flower offering? So under what circumstances does a person bring that korban with respect to walking into the Beis HaMikdash when you're tamei or eating korbanos when you're tamei? That's where there's a yediyah at the beginning. There's a knowledge the person was aware before he ate the korban, before he entered the Beis HaMikdash. He knew he was tamei. So for example, let's say he touched a dead sheretz. So let's say he didn't know that he became tamei by touching it. Nonetheless, he knows he did touch a dead sheretz, which the Gemara calls Yedias Beis Rabba. What is Yedias Beis Rabba? Something that he may have learned in his Rebbe's house, he just doesn't remember. So he learned in the Beis Medrash, but he just doesn't remember. He doesn't remember that a sheretz is a mitame, someone who touches it. So Yedia can mean different opinions, but according to one opinion at least, Yedia doesn't mean that I know I became tummy. That's one way to understand it. Or maybe no, you didn't know you became tummy, but you knew you touched a sheretz. And that's something that you learned in the past, that a dead sheretz would make you tamei. So that's also Yedias Beis Rabo Shma Yedia, has the status of Yedia. The Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Hey Amar Aleph says, and Rashi explains it that way. So if you have Yedia at the beginning and the Yedia Besof, after you ate from a carbon, or you walked into the Beis HaMikdash, you remember that you were tamei, and there's a helem in time. And in between, at the time that you were eating the carbon or you walked through the Beis HaMikdash, you were unaware of that tumah. And once again, that could either mean that you were aware you were tamei, then you forgot it, then you remembered it, or someone reminded you afterwards, or you were aware that you touched a sheretz, let's say, which you should have learned in the past, would make you tamei. And of course, there's unawareness, and then you find out afterwards that in fact that's aser. So that's where you bring in the carbon olevio, right? As we mentioned before, yesh ba yediya b'tchila ve'ein ba yediya b'sof. So let's say the following: you know, before you ate from the karban or you walked into the Beis HaMikdash, you knew you were tamei. Once again, you knew you were tamei. Either you knew you touched, like, let's say, you touched a dead sheretz, or let's say you really knew you were tamei halachically. And after that, you forgot, and then you walked into the Beis HaMikdash when you were tamei, or you ate korbanos when you were tamei, but you never remembered afterwards. No one reminded you. You didn't remember. So what are you supposed to do? So the Mishnah says, well, obviously the korban olevior is not going to help you. You're not going to be bringing a korban. So what's going to protect you from this aveira? Si'ir hanase bifnim v'yom hakipurim tole. The seir of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, sprinkles its blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as it says in Parshas Acharemos, V'shachat es seir achatas asher la'om, V'hevi es damo el mibeis ha'paroches, V'chiper ala kodesh mitum'os b'nei Yisrael. This is not the seir la'azazel. That's thrown out. This is the seir anasa b'fnim, which is there to protect someone and atone for those people who became tamei, but who are tamei and walked into the Beis HaMikdash or ate karbanos in their tumah, but were not unaware of it and need the protection from that aveira. So that seir hanase bifnim and Yom Kippur itself, along with the fact that you went through a Yom Kippur, that tola, that will suspend the onesh of the person of this shogeg. It will push it aside. Ad shiva dalo, until he eventually finds out of him. He may never find out about it. And then after he passes away, okay, he had the atonement from the Sri Anasa Bifnim that protected him from any onesh. But once he finds out about it, That he ate from ate a carbon bituma or walked in the Beis Hamikdash bituma. So then v'yavi ba'ola v'yorid. So at that point, whenever that is, could be years later, he brings the carbon to ola v'yorid. The Gemara says the following: minayin liyesh ba yediyah b'tchila ve'ein ba yediyah b'sov sisoir zeh tola. How do you know that that works? That person had a yediyah who was tummy. Then he forgot he was unaware of it. Then he ate carbonus, walked into the Beis HaMikdash. How do you know that the seir, the hanasta bifnim, is able to suspend and protect him from this punishment? So the Gemara says, Tamal Amar, v'chiper ala kodesh mitumos b'nei Yisrael u'mipisheyem l'chol chatosam. So what does that teach me? Chayve chatos b'mashma. L'chol chatosam comes to teach us and include someone who is ro'i to bring a carbon chatos when he'll find out, eventually have a yediyah at the end. So that's what it means. L'chol chatosam, all those who potentially would be chayve chatos, when they find out, would become aware of what they did, of walking into the Beis HaMikdash when they were tamei, eating carbon when they were tamei. So that's included in those who are going to obtain kapara v'chiper ala kodesh l'chol chatos, someone who potentially would be chayv carbon chatos when he finds out about it. The Gemara also says on daf chesem ebezin shvuos v'chi the following v'chime achar she'eno mechaper lama tole. So hold on one second. If you're telling me that this seir is not really mechaper doesn't completely atone. How do I know that? If you end up finding out that you were tameh, you have to be in carbon ola v'yorid. So what does it do? It protects you. So then what exactly is it accomplishing? So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Lomar she'en meis below avon, to tell that if your person dies, he dies without sin. So Amar lo Rava in meis miso mamrekes. Rava says, now I wouldn't need the seir hanasa b'fnim of Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur to affect atonement for someone who ended up dying and never found out that it became tamei and couldn't bring a carbon ola v'yorid. Why? Because if he died, then the misa itself is mechaper. Person passing away is mamrekes, atones for sins. Ela Amar Rava, I'll tell you what the seir hanasa b'fnim accomplishes for such a person: lahagein olav min hayisurin, to protect him from any suffering. That even though we hear if someone who doesn't know a person doesn't know he sinned, nonetheless, maybe a person should be worried, because everyone who does something b'shogeg needs kapara when you find out about it. So before that, potentially a person could be punished somewhat. So therefore, we're shogeg just means carelessness. A person could have been more careful. So he should have remembered about tumah. Should have learned the halachos about tumah. So therefore, he needs this protection of the seir hanasa b'fnim. Is going to protect him. Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel is a continuation. It's dealing with someone who didn't have a yediyah at all at the beginning that he was tummy or ate kodesh, walked into the Beis HaMikdash. He finds out afterwards, but there was never a yediyah before. So the Mishnah says like this: Ein ba yediyah batchila. He didn't know at all he became tamei. Let's say he touched a sheretz. Let's talk about our case. The simple understanding is that, we never realized he became tamei. What about the explanation, which is, before we said yediyah could mean that he touched a sheretz, he just didn't remember the halacha. And we said before that that's considered yediyah as well. Yediyas beis rabo shma yediyah. So the answer is you have someone who's, let's say, getinok shenishba. Tidok, who was Nishba, taken captive amongst the Nachrim, who never learned anything, didn't know anything, and many people fall into that category nowadays. So we have such a person, he never learned. So to say, he must have learned in a yeshiva, he never learned in a yeshiva. So he touched a sheretz, a dead sheretz, and now he's tummy, he didn't know anything. And then he walked into the Beis HaMikdash or ate karbanos, and someone said, by the way, you were tummy before. He says, I don't even know what that means. So what's the halacha here? Since there's no yediyah at the beginning, only yediyah at the end doesn't help. The only time chayav or karban ola v'yorid is when there's yediyah b'tchila, yediyah b'sof, and helem and the unawareness bein time. So what happens in such a case? Ein ba yediyah b'tchila vol yesh ba yediyah b'sof. After he ate from the karbanos to walk through the Beis HaMikdash when he was tamei, they said, by the way, you were tamei. You can't do this. Seir hanase b'chutz mechaper v'yom ha-kippurim mechaper. So such a person, where there was no yediyah at the beginning, the seir that is nase b'chutz which is not, is this is not the Seir L'Azazel. This is the Seir, the Karbon Musaf that's brought, which is brought on, why but to call Bachot? Because it's sacrificed like a normal Karbon Musaf on the Mizbeach Achitza, which is in the Azara, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. And Yom Kippur, along with this Seir, is Mechaper, is going to be Mechaper for this person. Shneemar, because what does it say regarding the Musaf of Yom Kippur? That Seir, Milvad Chatas HaKippurim. The Furl HaFol Pasuk is Seiriz Emachar Chatas, Milvad Chatas HaKippurim, which means, besides the Seir HaNase Bifnim, which is a Karbon as well, which mentioned the previous Pasuk, we have the Seir HaNase Bachutz, which is this Karbon Musaf. And with the idea of having a Pasuk that says Seiriz Emachar Chatas, Milvad, besides the Chatas HaKippurim, which is the Seir HaNase Bifnim, so the Pasuk comes to link the Seir HaNase Bachutz, the Musaf, which is the topic of our Mishnah, and the Seir HaNase Bifnim, which is that pair of the Seir L'Azazel, the other one which is brought in, sprinkled in inside, brought inside of the Beis HaMikdash, we link these two Seirim in the following way. Once again, this is not Seir L'Azazel. This is the Seir that's Nase Bifnim, which we sprinkle and we shecht, and the Seir HaNase Bachutz, which is the Karba Musaf. And what's the link? Alma Shezemechaper Zemechaper. That which this atones for as well. Mahapnimi, just like the Seir HaNase Bifnim, Ein Mechaper Ela Al Dover Sheyesh Bo Yidia, only atones for something where there was a Yidia Bitchila. What was that? That was Seir HaNase Bifnim. That's Tola. We said before, V'chiper ala kodesh l'chol chatosam. And that teaches you people who will come to potentially bring a carbon chatos. It's going to be mechaper. So that's mechaper on, or Tola at least, protects someone who had a yediyah at the beginning. So af. Achitzon ein mechaper ela al davar sheish brodia. So too, the Karban Musaf Seir, that's also mechaper on someone that has yidia, which means he needs yidia at the end. And such a person is also going to have kapara. So obviously yidia is at different times. The Seir HaNase Bifnim is mechaper for someone that has yidia at the beginning. Someone has yidia at the beginning and protects him. The seer of Musaf is mechaper for someone who did not have yidia at the beginning, because either he didn't know he became tamur, or the way we have been explaining it, he was unaware of the halacha completely, even though he knew, even though he touched a sheretz, he didn't know, he never learned what that meant, to touch a dead sheretz. So there, but there's yidia, there's no yidia at the end, at the beginning, but there's yidia at the end. So just like the Seir HaNase Bifnim is mechaper when there is one type of yidia, there is the yidia at the beginning, even though you didn't have a yidia at the end, you need protection because you were unaware that this actually happened. So to an army Mishnah, the Seir HaNase Bachutz, the Seir of Musaf, is mechaper for someone who also has the idea. But this idea is not the beginning, this idea is at the end. And this person, though, needs a full kapara, as opposed to the one who has the Seir HaNase Bifnim that protects him, because potentially he's not full kapara, because he may have a yediyah at the end, and then he'll have to bring a korban l'yoreid. But our person in our Mishnah is someone who will never bring a korban, the korban chatos, the korban l'yoreid. Why? Because he'll never have the full yediyah at the beginning, the yediyah at the end. Since, although he has the yediyah at the end, he didn't have a yediyah at the beginning. So this person actually needs a carbon to be mechaper. He'll never bring a carbon olav yared, and therefore the Seir HaNase Bachutz of Musaf is mechaper for such a person.